Christ Chinese is brought to you by the National Pension Scheme Authority, NAPSA.
He said the return to normal tariffs will restore flexibility in economic recovery and boost investor confidence. Meanwhile, ERB Chairperson James Banda said the new framework will ensure stable and predictable electricity charges following the end of the emergency period. He also disclosed that the ERB rejected ZESCO's proposal to charge different rates based on geographical location, saying the plan was unfair. Mr. Banda emphasized the need for the power utility to develop better methods of identifying low-income customers who generally need subsidized electricity.
And the result to the multi-year tariff framework is a welcome development in the sense that it ignores a return to stability in Zambia's energy sector following a challenging period of power shortages, which was necessitated by poor rainfall, which we experienced from 2023 to 2024 rain season. And in setting the multi-year framework restores flexibility, enabling households and industries to plan their energy usage and budget more effectively. It also reflects improved generation and supply conditions, which is encouraging for economic recovery and investor confidence. And going forward, my proposal to ZESCO and Energy Regulation Board to maintain transparency in tariff adjustments and continue investing in resilient infrastructure to prevent future disruption.
Opposition Economic Freedom Fighters President Kasonde Mwenda has reaffirmed his commitment to continue speaking out against the ongoing load shedding, saying his party will not relent until the problem is addressed. He questioned the government's explanation that it is not responsible for electricity exports, saying such statements are misleading. His remarks come in response to Vice President Mutale Nalumanga's statement in Parliament, dismissing claims that government is exporting electricity, describing such allegations as misleading. Mrs. Nalumanga explained that the ongoing power shortages are due to a combination of economic and population growth, as well as the impact of the recent drought, further stated that the power export contracts being cited were signed during the Patriotic Front administration and that these agreements have since been halted. The Vice President added that the country's current electricity challenges stem from the failure of previous governments to invest in alternative energy sources, a situation the UPND administration is now working to correct. Mrs. Nalumanga assured the nation that Zambia is expected to have sufficient power supply by 2026 following the government's ongoing investment in the energy sector.
We are not going to give up talking. If they want, they will just have to do whatever they want to do. Permanent cannot be talking. We will be talking actually every day. What you are saying,